Welcome to OV English School. Today, Maria comes back from her spring vacation. Her teacher asks one easy question, "What did you do?" That simple question can feel hard. Many learners know the words, but they stop and think too long. Did you travel? Did you rest? Did you eat something nice? Today, we will practice simple answers that sound natural. If you had 5 days off in April, what would you say first? For more practice, visit ovenglish.com. Hi, Maria. Spring vacation is over. What did you do?
I went to Busan with my sister.
Nice. How long did you stay there?
We stayed for 3 nights. We left on Friday and came back on Monday.
Good. What was the weather like?
It was warm in the day. It was about 18 degrees, but the wind was cold near the sea.
That gives a clear picture. What did you do there?
We walked on Hyundai Beach. We also visited Gamcheon Culture Village.
Those are good places. Did you take any photos?
Yes, we took many photos. We like slow trips, so we did not hurry.
That sounds relaxing. What did you eat in Busan?
We ate fish cake soup and milmyeon. I like the milmyeon best.
Why did you like it?
It was cold, fresh, and easy to eat after walking.
Great detail. Food makes your story feel real. Did anything go wrong?
Yes. On Saturday, it rained for 2 hours.
What did you do then?
We changed our plans. We stayed in a cafe near Jigalchi Market.
That is a smart answer. What did you do in the cafe?
We drank hot coffee and talked for a long time.
Good. That shows a real moment. What was the best part of the trip?
The evening walk by the sea was the best part.
Why was it special?
The lights were beautiful, and I felt calm.
That is a strong answer. You can say I liked it because I felt calm.
Yes, I did not check my phone much.
That also sounds nice. It tells us you rested your mind.
Right, I wanted a slow vacation, not a busy one.
Good choice. What can people say if they stayed home?
They can say, I stayed home and rested.
Yes, they can also say, I spent time with my family.
Or they can say, I cleaned my room and watched a movie.
Those are simple and useful. What food can they talk about?
They can say, I ate rice, eggs, fruit, or soup.
Good. Simple food is fine. It still sounds natural.
If the weather was bad, they can say, I stayed inside.
And if the weather was nice?
They can say, I went outside with my friends.
Great, that helps you compare 2 different days.
Next spring, I want to visit Jeju Island.
Nice, what do you want to do there?
I want to stay 4 days and see the coast.
Good, you can also add 1 rest day.
Yes, a busy trip is fun, but it can be tiring.
That is true. A good vacation story needs only a few parts.
Where, who, what, weather, food, and 1 problem or happy moment.
Exactly. Start with 1 short sentence.
Then add 1 or 2 details.
That is enough for a clear answer.
So I can say I went to Busan with my sister.
Yes.
We stayed 3 nights.
Yes.
The weather was warm, and we ate milmyeon.
Perfect. That sounds natural and complete. What is a good first sentence? Answer, I went to... Question, who did Maria travel with? She traveled with her sister. Question, what happened on Saturday? It rained for 2 hours. What did Maria do when it rained? When it rained, she changed her plans and went to a cafe. What details help a vacation story sound clear? Place, time, weather, food, and 1 feeling. Maria's spring story is simple and strong. She went to Busan with her sister, stayed 3 nights, ate local food, and changed plans in the rain. Now you can do the same. Start with 1 short sentence. Add 1 or 2 details. Keep it clear and easy. If you want more practice, visit ovenglish.com. You can tell your vacation story with confidence.